When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great one. To start a Friday off, Sean. Well done. Love it.
Thank you, sir.
Love it.
I got a theme going today, Greg.
You do?
Yeah. After the first song, can you guess what it is?
For rejoins?
Yes, I do.
Cowboys cheerleaders?
No. Great guess, though,
that's
Courtney.
Their dance.
Oh, is that to
that's
that
their
song?
Main dance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the Patriots song forever.
Yes, it was.
When they came on the field, I believe.
I would guess, because you're very good at your job.
Thank you.
It is all songs that came out in 1990.
Greg. Well done.
Oh, wow.
Well done. I didn't think you'd get that after the first one.
I have my wits about me.
Okay.
Well, that's
well
impressive.
Done. Well done on your part.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. So you're taking requests, I assume.
Yep. Any songs that were released in 1990.
Okay. When was Wyclef's Gone Till November released? Because it would be a good day for that.
I think that
was later. Yeah, that was probably later somewhere late 90s.
Yeah, probably late 90s.
That is a great
97.
Song. Great song.
Very apropos.
It really is, yes. Or November Rain. Ooh. I mean, it is the first day of November.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis has kindly pointed out that that I began my radio career hosting a morning show on WAAF 34 years ago today.
Like, we forget how old you are. That
I know. It really
wild.
Is. And my birthday Sunday, which is even more. The whole thing is, I don't even want to talk about
right.
it.
Right.
No. Big party tonight.
Yes, there is a little party tonight. Yep. Yes. I think, is everybody coming?
I'm coming.
I just want to.
Where is it again?
It's at Echelon.
Okay.
And, I just want to say no gifts. No gifts, please.
Mm-hmm. I already bought you a gift. Too late.
Well, you're just your presence is my present.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think.
You told Jackson to get there at 5?
Yeah, what's the start time again?
I think it starts at 7:30.
Okay.
I heard that food-wise, there's some exciting things in the
really?
Works. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, well, Totino's.
I would like to thank my beloved for organizing a little birthday bash.
Mm-hmm.
And just heads up, she thinks I'm turning 40. So if you could just please not tell her anything.
Is that why you made all those over-the-hill shirts?
But anyway, Curtis has a game.
I can't wait.
Game to celebrate 34 years.
It's called Could Greg Use It?
Could Greg Use It?
Right. Okay. And right. Don't. I mean, some things don't work today, but we don't have to get down that road.
Answer from the Twitch chat. Viagra.
I love the Twitch chat.
That's classic.
Was it
I didn't
to
say that chime. I just I just made that up. What, Courtney?
I didn't say anything.
Was it odd to live prior to Viagra? Like, were people really struggling?
I did live prior to Viagra. Yeah, that is true. I don't know what. I have no idea what old dudes did back then. I guess they just went without.
Yeah.
I would guess.
They had more stamina back then.
Yes, they did.
We're all soft
right,
now.
You're right about that. all right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is John Bongiovanni, or whatever his actual real name is. Am I right about that?
Friend of the New England Patriots, John Bon Jovi.
Let it breathe for a minute, because it's Friday.
I've got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Yeah!
Wiggy, was that from the soundtrack of Young Guns?
It might have been.
Was that Emilio Estevez
that was
in that film?
Yeah.
I think.
And Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yes. I believe that is what that is from.
That was a good movie.
Great job, Shime. And your lead this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So there seems to be now some mixed reporting on Drake May, but he was at the beginning of practice yesterday, which leads me to believe that there's a strong chance he plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
I believe he will play on Sunday. I believe he should play on Sunday. And we might actually be able to get what we thought we were going to get against the Jets, right? He was off to one of the better starts he's had against the team this past Sunday before going out with the injury. I expect him to have similar results this Sunday, and hopefully maybe his receivers can catch the ball for him because he had two drops in the limited amount of passes he threw last week. And I'm excited to see him go against a Tennessee defense that is not very good. It's weird. They're like top 10 in yards allowed on defense, but when it comes to like quarterback rating allowed and EPA per play allowed, they're terrible. So it just means I think that the Tennessee Titans are starting, their defense at least, starting on a lot of short fields because the offense likes to turn the ball over. So this is the perfect opportunity for the Patriots to show that they're not quite one of the worst teams in football and that they're actually just a little bit better than that.
Any concern on your part that Alex Van Pelt yesterday basically echoed what Gerard Mayo said on this show Monday, and I'm paraphrasing, but that Drake May needs to take better care of himself when running the football? And are you concerned at all that those guys limit that part of his game? And then, if they keep limiting it and they keep being cautious about it, it ends up affecting the success of the player.
Well, I actually think Alex Van Pelt did a good job explaining it because, like, Drake did what he was supposed to do on Sunday. He slid. He just got hit while sliding, unfortunately. So Alex Van Pelt even said, you need to control your head level when you're sliding. So sometimes you may need to dive head first so that plays like that don't happen as frequently.
Know what you have to do? You have to control the controllables.
And then on top of that, he was asked about designed runs. And he's like, yeah, we don't really want to do that. We don't want to take away his scrambling because that's part of his game, but we'll save the designed runs for those fourth and ones or the goal line situations and situations where you got to have it. And so if that's the plan, if Alex Van Pelt has those plays in his back pocket but just wants to wait for the right moments to use them, I'm in. That's cool. I'm fine with it. That's probably why we haven't seen it over the last couple weeks. And if that's the reasoning behind it, I totally get it, and I'm cool with it. And I think Alex Van Pelt explained it really well yesterday.
Okay.
I like the diving head first. I feel like that's a lot safer sometimes than sliding. You know, because defenders generally jump out of the way if you do it last, obviously. And you could do it last minute.
All right, Chime, great lead. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Perfect way to lead into mine. I think Shine may be right, and I might be wrong about this. I think Drake may actually play, and the speculation and what I had thought would happen did not and may not occur. I would just ask Alex Van Pelt, Gerard Mayo, Elliot Wolf, et al., what the hell was the plan then? It was all about protecting him. It was all about making sure Drake May would enter in the right situation. Now, a week removed from a concussion, you're rushing him to play an irrelevant game against the Titans. Make it make sense. It's almost like they're flying by the seat of their pants and they have no idea what they're doing. Because, listen, if he's fine and he can go, God bless him. But then what the hell was the first 6 weeks for?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It's totally contradictory.
I there was no plan.
Right.
I mean, and to sit here and tell us over and over again that there was, as an explanation, was ridiculous.
Very odd.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, we'll see what happens Sunday, but I think you guys might be right. You might be seeing Drake May.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm more confident than I ever have been before that Chime and I have been right all along when it comes to Bill Belichick not returning to be a head coach in the NFL. And why, you may ask? Well, what was posted on Instagram yesterday from his gorgeous girlfriend, Jordan, about their Halloween costumes? If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the costume. Bill is a fisherman, and he caught his mermaid.
Yep.
This photo says it all.
Yes, it does. It says says P-whipped is what
well,
it says.
Yeah.
I know. How did she get Bill Belichick to go out on a beach on Nantucket?
Right.
And participate in an Instagram photo shoot? Can somebody please explain to me? I mean, I think I know.
He's in love. Like, it is as clear as day.
He's in love?
He's in love. And credit to her, she doesn't give an F anymore. She's posting everything. She is giving double bird to all the haters out there, all the...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
TMZ articles. Mm-hmm. I freaking love this from
it's
her.
It's a perfect time. She's clout. Her clout chasing is next level.
I don't
level.
Even think it. Like, I think she's like, we're dating. This is my boyfriend. Get used to it. I'm going to live my life. And you guys can all F off.
Curtis, how long have you been covering Bill Belichick?
25 years.
Long time.
Did you ever expect that you'd see him on Instagram
no.
dressed as a fisherman with somebody who he loves in a mermaid costume, posing on a beach?
The best way I can describe this, when I saw it last night, it was like when Trump was reading the letter he said was from Bill Belichick right before the 2016 election. And I was like, there's no way this is something Bill Belichick actually wrote. And then it was. This was, because we all get Eric Shunned, right? I mean, yep.
Is this something for Eric Shunned?
No, it's real. And I just want to know, was it Mike Reese? Who was taking the photo?
Somebody. Well, she's being smart.
You know who was taking the photo.
Who?
It was Matt Patricia.
Oh, like, that's a
great point.
That is a good point.
Lombardi was flopping.
Yes, that is. I mean, she's smart. She's hit the jackpot. She's with Bill. She's going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off. She clearly loves to be all over social media.
She's not all over social media. She actually is like pretty reserved and has been like since we found out who mm-hmm. his girlfriend was before it was public.
Right.
We were on it and I was looking at her Instagram quite frequently right. and she didn't post much,
but now she's hit the lottery where now when she posts, it's at the front of. So that's, Courtney, you know, you've been in social
yeah.
media a long time. People are not really on it because when they're just regular people, they're not moving the needle. But when they are dating Bill Belichick and having Bill do things that no one would expect him to do, that then moves the needle.
I'm just saying, for a 24-year-old girl who probably cares what people think about her, it doesn't seem like she does. She's posting whatever she wants, as she should. And to think about how far we've come, like, Bill went to the Randy Moss Halloween party dressed as a pirate, and we were all like, whoa, this is crazy. To now?
I just can't believe he did that.
He's not coaching next year.
Like, how many takes do you think there were? Like,
oh,
how
my
many
God.
Pictures
yeah, there was definitely
had
a couple.
Well, there were two in the carousel, so...
Greg, what's next? Is he going to rename his boat after her?
Right.
I mean,
one ring for you. Greg, I mean, do you think this was a reaction, or Courtney would probably have the better answer. No offense, Greg. Do you think this was a reaction, Courtney, to the Kill Bill?
Well, she went as Bill earlier mm-hmm. for Halloween, like in his Giants cutoff. Like, she dressed up as him.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Yeah, this is basically telling Linda, like, I got your man.
Especially on Nantucket.
Right.
Yeah. No, I just think, because he would, imagine him posting this and then going into a locker room the next day with a bunch of guys that are her age. Like, I don't know. I think that this tells me everything I need to know. He's happy.
Busting his chops.
Yeah, he's happy. He's enjoying life.
Do you think he has input on the filter that they used?
No. I think she runs.
What are you doing using that?
I think she runs his Instagram.
I want panoramic on.
Oh yeah,
oh, God. Yeah.
Portrait this mode.
Can you go to portrait mode? Go to portrait
God
mode.
God damn it! What's her name? Sarah.
Her name's Jordan.
God damn it, Jordan!
We took seven pictures. How many pictures?
How many
do you
more
pictures?
I can get it.
Wow. That's wild. Great lead.
There you
Courtney.
Go, Courtney.
Great lead.
Yep,
all right, Bill.
It is a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai coming up next hour. And when we return, we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.